Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I want to revisit a very important life tip, and that is how to use the power of forgiveness. This is one of the most effective ways I know to improve your life. Because forgiveness lets you put the past in the past where it belongs. We're actually putting together a new book called The Forgiveness Fix. It's going to come out in late 2019. But in the meantime, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, which was a bestseller for us when it came out a few years ago. These stories are timeless, and I think about them a lot when I'm sharing the best tips that we have at Chicken Soup for the Soul. In our first story, Joe Rector tells us what happened when he resigned as coach of his son's baseball team. He did this after he got tired of parents complaining that their sons weren't getting enough playing time. Well, the father who took Joe's coach spot exacted revenge on him by benching Joe's son for the rest of the season. Joe says, "I held my tongue for a while, but eventually the injustice of it all got to me. I couldn't believe that my son was kicked off a team I'd helped to build." And he goes on to say, "For the next couple of years, I couldn't even think of that other coach without becoming so angry that my blood pressure spiked. When I saw him at games throughout the coming seasons, I turned and walked away, refusing to speak to a man that I hated for the pain he'd inflicted on my son." Joe remained angry about that for years, until one day his son said to him, "Dad, it's time to quit being mad. I'm okay now and don't care." Joe realized he was right, and he forgave the other father. He says, "Almost immediately, I felt as if a huge weight had been lifted from my shoulders, and he was able to enjoy baseball again. The only person he had been hurting during all those years was himself." And I think about those resentments that we all carry around with us, and I think about them like heavy medallions that you might have sewn onto a cloak. And now you're wearing this big cloak, and it's covered with all the things that you're angry about from the past. And it's really heavy with all of these medallions sewn onto it. And now imagine that you shrug that cloak off your shoulders, and it falls on the ground behind you. You're leaving all those past resentments behind you where they belong, because they're in the past, right? And now you can walk forward, light and unencumbered, because holding on to all that anger over all those things that happened in the past isn't really hurting the other person anyway. It's hurting you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Joe figured out how to regain his love of baseball by using the power of forgiveness. And Judith Guarnera figured out how to move forward after a divorce by having an epiphany and using forgiveness to open up the rest of her life. So imagine this scene from Judith's life. The front door slams. Judith opens it and looks out and sees her husband of almost 30 years tromping across the front lawn. He looks back at her in the doorway, and he quietly says, "You're wrong, you know. There was never anyone else but you. No one. Ever. With those words, he disappears into his car. Judith starts crying and thinking about the early years of their marriage and how in love they were. They built a life together, going through all those startup years. You know, the ones when you scrabble the money together to buy a house and you have kids and you live simply, but it's a joint effort and you do it together. But then somehow, Judith and her husband grew apart. When they became empty nesters, Judith finally got to finish her college degree, something that was personally fulfilling, but didn't seem to change the negative path their marriage was on. Judith said they were very different people. She was outgoing and not afraid to share her opinions. Her husband was quieter, more introspective. When they eventually decided to get a divorce, it was acrimonious. They battled endlessly, and they said a lot of things to each other that could never be taken back. Now, here's where her epiphany comes in. Judith joined a divorce support group because she was stuck. She hadn't found a good way to shed all her resentment and anger and move forward. And that was until a speaker addressed the group one day. And here's what the speaker said to the group. "Repeat after me. In my marriage, I did the best I could." Everyone in the room said it. And then the speaker told them to say, "My spouse did the best he or she could." Well, now there was silence. No one was willing to say their spouse did the best that he or she could. The speaker started to persuade them, saying things like, "He or she might not have done a good job, but if they were trying, we can put the whole experience into perspective." Judith thought about this a lot, and she realized that her husband probably had done his best, just as she had. She said that when she thought about it, her past was indeed made up of all her best efforts, and so was her husband's past. At that point, Judith was ready to move on with her life, finally. I really love that story because it shows us that the moment you realize that the other person was trying, it gives you a new perspective. It's much harder to stay angry if you accept the fact that you both tried and failed. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please let your friends and family know about it if you're enjoying it. And if you have family members like mine who are new to podcasts, show them how to get the podcast on their phones or their computers. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Forgiveness, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. And if you have your own story about forgiveness and you'd like to submit it to our upcoming book, go to our website and click on Submit Your Story. We'll give you our writing guidelines and we'll walk you through the process of submitting your story because we're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Now come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven and Other Miracles. These stories are about some miraculous connections that will give you hope and comfort and open your eyes to the miracles that are around us every day.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.